This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee. We're hearing this morning that Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is leaning toward putting the public option in the health care bill. That's quite a turnaround. Reid met with President Obama at the White House on Thursday to inform him of his idea to add the public option to the bill. So joining us now is The Takeaway's Washington correspondent Todd Zwillett. Good morning again, Todd.
Hi, Celeste.
This seems like a quick about face. Is it as quick as it seems?
Well, it is and it isn't. I think a number of weeks ago there was a lot of resistance to the public option, certainly in the Senate, especially when the Finance Committee defeated it, you know, and we were all saying,
the public option is dead.
Well, not necessarily dead, but that it was going to be a showdown. The House really wants it. The Senate probably doesn't, and they're going to have to fight it out. The turnaround, you know, Harry Reid, the majority leader, always said he was for it. It was a question of whether he could put together that magical 60 votes to keep it in the bill or get it in the bill. And with a number of opinion polls in the last couple of weeks showing that the public is strongly behind it, not only Harry Reid, but a lot of members of the Senate seem like they're starting to respond to that. You know, we've been talking about here on the show over the last, you know, several days how there was a kind of gravitation around a compromise position on the public option that, yes, you could have one, but let states opt out of it or have escape mechanisms that either states or entities could not have to do it. And senators were starting to gravitate around that, and I think that gave Harry Reid some signals that he might be able to put it together here.
But can he get 60?
Well, that question really remains. You know, yesterday a lot of people around the Senate chamber started to get the sense that something was up with what the majority leader was doing. Now, this was before he came back from the meeting with the president. And that is because moderate Democrats, conservative Democrats like your Ben Nelson of Nebraska, who we've been talking to a lot, and Republicans like Olympia Snowe, who they're hoping will support this bill, started coming out and sort of issuing veiled warnings. Harry Reid needs to talk to us. We don't like this public option idea necessarily that he might be going with, and he needs to talk to us before he puts a final bill on the floor. And the reason for that is, you're right, Celeste, he can't put together 60 without their support, and he needs their support to get this bill on the floor and going, or else he'll never get it going. They know if the bill gets on the floor with the public option in there and they don't like it, they won't be able to put together 60 to get it out. So they hold a lot of leverage right now, and he needs to negotiate with a group of, you know, four or five senators, moderate Democrats plus Olympia Snowe, maybe Susan Collins of Maine as well, to find out what they want from this public option, what they want in this bill before it goes on the floor. So this is not a done decision yet.
I imagine this is going to be a very difficult task to get Olympia Snowe on the public option train, but we did hear inklings, even from places like Nebraska, that they could swallow a public option. So it is possible, right?
If there's this opt-out provision, but then Olympia Snowe came off the floor yesterday and, you know, we all, of course, yelled at her, Senator Snowe, what about the opt-out? She said, it's still a public option. I'm not for it. You know, she's for a trigger. We've said that. She
right.
wants there to be no public option at first. But if there's not enough competition, there's not enough cost savings, then the public option can kick in later. They need to listen to her because, again, it's all about 60, and none of the other Republicans probably are voting for this. So 60 is that magic number.
Well, we'll see whether Harry Reid can pull out 60 or not. Todd Zwillick is The Takeaway's Washington correspondent talking about Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, getting ready to possibly get the public option in the health care bill.